The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. As Lutheran Christians, we should not be afraid to honor Mary, the mother of our Lord. We should not be afraid to honor any of the saints, because they are examples to us of what it means for a sinner redeemed by God's grace to live through faith in Christ Jesus. We honor Mary because she is blessed among all women, according to the scripture reading, the gospel reading for today. We honor Mary because she received the Lord's word in faith. She said when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and announced that she was going to conceive by the Holy Spirit who overshadowed her, and she was going to give birth to the Son of the Most High God, the Son of David, who would reign upon David's throne forever, Mary said in humble faith, "Let it be unto me according to your word." Mary is blessed. Elizabeth, her kinswoman, says to her, because she believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. She believed the angel Gabriel's promise when he was speaking God's word to her that she would conceive and give birth to the Savior of the world. She was blessed on account of the Son of God, who was conceived in her womb and whom she bore, and she was blessed because she believed God's word. And that's an example for you and me, because we are blessed for Jesus' sake as well. We who believe in Christ Jesus are blessed because we have been born again into God's kingdom, born anew through the word and water of our baptism, through the seed of that word of God that brought us to faith, the seed of that word of God that strengthens and nourishes faith in Christ within us. Blessed are you If you believe that there is going to be a fulfillment of what God has spoken to you, that your sins are indeed all taken away for the sake of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, that though you are a sinner deserving God's wrath, God has taken away your sin through the death of Jesus Christ, that your sin is removed from you, that it's leagues away from you, that it's on the other side of the universe away from you, that it is nailed to Christ's cross and buried in Christ's tomb. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for the word of God, the word of life that is spoken to you in the scriptures from this pulpit, that is given to you in your baptism and in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Blessed are you who believe that you have eternal life. Blessed are you who believe that you are going to be resurrected and made completely new and enter into life eternal with a renewed body, a renewed soul, never to suffer again. Blessed are you who believe that there would be a fulfillment of what the Lord has spoken to you. But the polar opposite of blessing is the curse. And if you do not have the faith of Mary, the faith of all the saints of God, biblical, historical, or present day saints, you are under God's curse. You are not blessed by God if you lack this faith. You have not taken hold of God's gift of grace and mercy and peace and forgiveness if you lack this faith in Christ. There is nothing for you to rejoice in if you lack this faith in Christ. The Christmas season is full of emptiness and futility and folly if you lack this faith in Christ. God's law is proclaimed so you can confront your sin, so you can see it for what it is. Something that is an impenetrable barrier between you and God that you can not possibly get through, but which God alone can demolish and bring down and break through the gift of His Son, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born into this world in the flesh through the Virgin Mary. This is the good news of the gospel. This is the good news that makes your soul to rejoice. This is the good news that Mary sang forth when she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked down on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, because he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Look at Mary's joy. It is not in herself. Mary does not claim to be someone special. Mary does not claim to be without sin. Mary does not claim to be exalted above all other people in this world. She takes joy in her lowliness. She takes joy in the fact that despite her humble estate, God has come to visit her and has done great things for her, just as he has done for you. For in you, through the Holy Spirit, Christ has been conceived in your heart, in your faith, in your trust, and in your hope. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Blessed is she who has faith. Now, when we read the scriptures, we need to see and understand how those scriptures apply to us today. Because I can guarantee you that there is no one here, either male or female, who is bearing a child conceived by the Holy Spirit. I am absolutely certain of that. But let's take this pronoun she and apply it as the scripture does to the Holy Christian Church. You see, the Christian Church is spoken of as female. The Holy Christian Church is described in Ephesians as the bride of Christ. God says in the Old Testament prophets that his believing people are his bride in whom he delights, and he is the bridegroom. And so it is with the Holy Christian Church. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, "I betrothed you," plural, "you, the church in Corinth, to one husband to present you as a pure virgin in Christ." And so it is with the Holy Christian Church, who is without spot or blemish. The Holy Christian Church receives the Word of God, the Word of the Gospel, receives the gifts of her bridegroom, and she treasures them, and she cherishes those gifts, and she preserves those gifts and holds them dear to her heart because she holds her bridegroom, Jesus, dear to her heart. And receiving the Word of life, the Holy Christian Church gives birth to children for Christ through the Word of God. It happens at the baptismal font. Sinners, dead in trespass and sins, have their sins washed away for the sake of Jesus, who died for them, in whom alone sinners can be declared righteous by God. They are born anew into Christ's kingdom through the word and water of holy baptism. The church nourishes her children through the word of Christ, faithfully proclaimed. The church admonishes her erring children through the law to bring them back into the path of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. And just as Mary fed Jesus, suckled him at her breasts, the Holy Christian Church feeds and nourishes her children through the sacrament of the altar by giving them the very body of Christ, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born by the Virgin Mary and sacrificed on the cross. The very blood of Christ that coursed through Christ's body in Mary's womb, and when he was born, and when he grew up, and that bled from his veins when he died. See, Mary rejoiced in the Lord. And so the church rejoices in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And so the Holy Christian Church magnifies not herself, not any social cause or political agenda, not any errant theology, but Christ alone. The Holy Christian Church is like St. Paul, who said, "Far be it from me to boast in anything except the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me, and I have been crucified to the world." It is Christ alone who makes Mount Olive special. It is not her people, although Mount Olive consists of the redeemed of God in Christ Jesus, and those redeemed of God are special. But it is Christ who makes this congregation special, whether we be tiny in numbers or whether we be great in numbers. It does not matter, because Christ is here and his name is magnified. And this is your calling as members of his bride. And you rejoice in him. So don't sit there all glummy and gloomy and downcast. God has sent his Son to you, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. God has sent his Son to you to be your Savior. You can rejoice in him. You can magnify him as you sing the hymns, as you participate in the liturgy, as you listen to the Word of God and receive it with glad and joyful hearts, as you partake of the sacrament of the altar, not as something you've got to do, not the sacrament again, but something you get to do, something that God gives you because he knows you need it. And as you confess the faith, as you open those lips of yours and move that tongue of yours and say, "I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit." You are magnifying the Lord as you speak these words in faith. And guess what? You are blessed by the Lord. Not because you move your lips, but because you believe through the Holy Spirit that there is most definitely going to be a fulfillment of what has been spoken to you, what has been spoken to the church from the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord.